My name is Maiken Durno. I'm the Vice Consul and the Cultural Attaché of Denmark in New York City. I've been living here for 17 years and working at the Danish Consulate for 6 years in my capacity. I do think, indeed, that cultural diplomacy can play a very vital and essential role in, if not eradicating, that's very ambitious, but then addressing these problems and creating a space for dialogue, which I think is always the beginning. You need to have a true dialogue where peoples and nations can speak among themselves. And I think that can happen locally by reaching out through local communities and institutions, whether they be religious institutions or NGOs, cultural institutions and artists, that move into other regions and countries to forge these dialogues. And I think art is a great tool in this process. It shouldn't be underestimated. Again, I think the main first step is to move beyond violence by initiating dialogue and understanding. Obviously, that is, a big challenge in many regions of the world where the situation is very heated and very tense. I do think that cultural projects, especially with children and young people, because they are the world citizens of tomorrow, can help forge a dialogue in which different perspectives and views are allowed to coexist without having to eradicate each other in a violent way, and I think it's all about forging those dialogues. In Denmark and in the Nordic countries, we've worked a lot over the past 10 years with food projects in culture, because we have discovered that food and the ritual and sociability of the meal, which is something that is universal to all religions, all cultures, all peoples, is a very good platform to bring people together at the same table. It's very hard to fight or to kill people when you sit down and share a meal. And so I think food diplomacy is a very good way to start. And it's, working again in, inner cities, in areas with a lot of problems, a lot of different peoples and religions living in close quarters. It's vital that we start finding a common language and a common ground in order to even begin to address the many problems that has to do with wars, with territorial claims, with a lot of discontent and with resources that are going to be waning in the future as more and more people move into urban areas and claim water, claim food, claim space. We simply need to find a space to begin speaking and talking with each other. And arts and culture is a wonderful way of doing that, not by presenting ourselves to each other, but by initiating dialogues and by co-creating works where both parties or multiple parties get their voices heard and have an opportunity to speak and share knowledge. Well, we have a quite substantial Turkish population in Denmark, specifically concentrated in our capital city of Copenhagen. We have many community groups that are trying to straddle this, cross-cultural dialogue to try again to forge understanding, to make sure that that the Turkish people living in Denmark understand the values of the surrounding the surrounding society and want to engage in it on equal terms. And I think this is very important. And we Danes need to be very good at listening to all the people, including the Turkish people that are coming to live in Denmark, to live and to work. Maybe they're reunited with family members that have come there many years ago. And to especially make sure that we reach the younger, the younger people and children, because understanding and knowledge sharing on that level is what's going to help us greatly in the future as we move forward with our multicultural cities and our multicultural communities.